Doc took a torch off the wall and stepped back into the room. Trailing after him, the companions proceeded along a narrow passageway, the walls coming alarmingly close together. Ryan soon recognized it as a shatter zone, a killing box where invaders could be easily disposed of with a minimum of fuss. Not for the first time, the Deathlanders had to accept the hard truth that insane didn't also mean stupid. The underground ville was very well built, and if the Kennys had still been alive, getting out of here would have been a nightmare for the companions, in spite of their superior firepower. The narrow passage ended in a circular room composed entirely of doors, each adorned with an amazingly detailed painting of a different flower. As Doc went toward a door to the right bearing a rose, Jack took a step to the left toward a door decorated with a yellow daisy.
Stop there, lad. The daisy seems to mean death to the Kennys. That door leads to their, well, kitchen, for want of a better word.
Scowling, Jack relented and followed Doc through the rose door. However, as Mildred passed the daisy, she had to take a quick peek inside. As her sight adjusted to the gloom, she slammed the door shut. She hadn't seen anything like that.
Sweet Jesus!
Quickly rejoining the others, she saw that the walls along this corridor were heavily pockmarked with bullet holes, and there were constant signs of explosions. Soon, the torchlight exposed the tattered remains of the Kennys, their teeth filed to sharp points, and every inch of skin covered with tattoos of wild plants. Instantly, Mildred understood that this was camouflage for hunting people in the forest. Opening a door marked with sunflowers, the companions entered a cramped room, the stone block wall only a yard wide. Doc lifted the torch high.
Here is where I escaped.
Coming down from the ceiling, a wooden trough cut through the room at a very steep angle. Studying the slide, Ryan saw the inside was well greased to facilitate the passage of a prisoner. Taking a stone from the ground, he dropped it inside and watched the rock tumble away, rapidly building speed and disappearing into the blackness to the right.
It's a fragging garbage disposal.
The term is oubliette. It was created by the European aristocracy as a way of disposing of their enemies as cruelly as possible.
Not a canny invention?
Sadly, no. This one came from our own ancestors.
Why did you want to show us this?
Because, dear lady, while I was searching for an exit back to the surface, I discovered something far more interesting. Come now, only a little bit farther.
Down the corridor was a guard station, the Kennys behind the sandbag nest bristling with arrows. One stout woman had an iron baling hook buried in her skull. Past that was a large room filled with tables and benches. The companions paused at the sight of more bodies scattered around the dining hall. Dozens of them, mutilated forms of men, women, and children. Most of the Kennys had slit throats or a knife in their back, and from their expressions, they had clearly been caught by surprise. Most of the men had been killed by firearms, and axes had been used on the majority of the children, including the babes in their cribs. Several of the Kennys had wrapped ropes around their throats and twisted the ends until closing off their own throats. Another appeared to have impaled himself on a spear. A skinny woman sat cross-legged on the floor, her hands still wrapped around the grip of a homemade scattergun, her head gone, and the nearby wall stained with a dark and lumpy residue. Jack looked at the dried brains.
Happened last moon. Maybe 6 weeks.
I can't say that I have much of a problem with Kennys chilling each other. Wouldn't mind knowing why, though.
They're Kennys. That's good enough of an explanation for me.
No, John. The real reason is over here.
Mildred went to the large table in the middle of the room. Heavily decorated with more paintings of flowers, the table had a small hole in the middle, the edges tinged with dried blood. Looking underneath, they saw a small iron cage located under the hole.
I've seen this before. These weren't Kennys. They were screamers.
Dark Knight, we haven't run into any of those since that winter in the Dakotas with Traitor.
What are screamers?
Most Kennys only eat the flesh of their victims. But for some damn reason, who the fuck knows why, other Kennys prefer to eat the brains of their victims. They're living brains.
Eat alive?
You see that hole? They chain the poor bastard in place, then close the hole around their victim's neck to keep him or her still. That way only the head would be above the table. Then they sawed off the top of the skull and scooped out the brains.
Eating brains make them go mad?
Possibly. Could be a variation of the Uzis.
I heard that brain eaters go permanently insane and die screaming with laughter. The traitor hunted down a band of these things once. They never stopped laughing, even after our cannons blew them in two. We chilled them all and burned down their vill and sowed salt into the dirt.
We didn't want anybody eating something from a plant grown near the place. The traitor was afraid it might spread to madness, cause more people to become nuking screamers.
People? These were not humans, but abominations. Foul things. Monsters from the very bowels of the abyss.
Was this the important find, Doc?
Oh no, that is down this last corridor.
Doc strode across the dining hall to pull back a curtain. Yet another tunnel was revealed, this one made entirely from wooden planks. More bodies littered the floor, but these corpses were all facing down the tunnel, not randomly, and there was a sandbag wall sealing off the tunnel. More dead Kennys lying across the top. Warily, the companions peered into the tunnel. Somewhere along the way, the bloody slaughter had turned into a civil war, with two different sides fighting to the end. The last handful of Kennys established a shatter zone to stop the remaining screamers from ever proceeding any farther in this direction.
What you find? A canny arsenal?
Much better than that. I found our salvation.
A dirt-encrusted, naked woman rose from the pile of rotting corpses in the tunnel.
Firelast!
Even as the startled companions reacted, the woman swung around an AK-47 assault rifle from behind her back. In tight unison, the companions opened fire on the thing, the barrage of bullets tearing her apart. The screamer eased to the floor, to lie in a spreading pool of her own blood. Ryan walked closer and put another round in the back of her head. The body jerked and went still.
Fucking screamer!
I'm guessing this wasn't what you wanted to show us, Doc.
No.
When everybody was ready, Ryan took the point and started along the wooden tunnel, with Doc, Christy, Jack, and Mildred in the middle, and JB covering the rear with his Uzi. Reaching the sandbag nest, Ryan kept guard while Jack slit the throats of the chilled cannies just to make sure, then rifled their gun belts. Unfortunately, they all carried hatchets or homemade zip guns, the .22 caliber cartridges streaked with rust and less reliable than the promise of a Baron. Just then, some loose dirt sprinkled down from the ceiling, and Ryan instantly fired the Steyr. A small furry animal exploded into assorted bits and pieces.